Hi, this is Jonas from Royal Republic, and you're listening to Radio Störfunk.
How are you?
Very good. Yeah, not bad.
All good. It's a bit weird. It's gonna be the last festival of the summer today.
Okay. And so you're touring almost all the year. Are you still excited?
Always. Basically, this is gonna be the first fall tour with the Club Majesty, so I'm excited about doing the new stuff and to. Yeah, go around across Europe and play some rock and roll.
And how do you relax during the tour?
Today has been like a much too relaxed time. It's like, how do you pass the time when there's nothing to do? And it's not like this is not a... It's a great backstage. There's plenty of drinks. We can play dice, but we play dice every day. We have this game called Cornhole, which is we throw a sack at a hole. It's a lot of fun, but we do it every day. And we've done it all summer. So today it's like, okay, what are we gonna do, guys? I know, there's alcohol. Yeah, see, that's how you get the time.
And is there a place you call home?
Yeah, it's my home, I would say. Basically being on tour with our crew and everything on the Nightliner, that's home from home, I would say. So our little bus with the bandmates and the friends, it's all good. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of laughter with these guys.
Adam, we all know him, but it's Adam's friend. Came on this tour for the first time since we started the band, basically. And he's on the bus, and it's always cool to have new people because it gives you another appreciation for what you have. Because if you're around it every day, you're sort of like, yeah, well, this is life. But then you see somebody else see it for the first time, and they're like, oh, you guys have masseuses in the backstage? And we're like, yeah, but okay, well, maybe that's kind of good. And you guys can drink all day, every day. There's like beer and alcohol for free. Yeah. And then you go on stage and you play to a bunch of happy punk rock idiots and they're all chanting along and screaming. Yeah. All right, life is pretty good. It's not bad.
So that's your life.
Yeah.
And you already talked about Club Majesty and you're touring with it. So how was working on it? Was it different from the other albums?
No, it was basically kind of the same. It's a hard process for this band to write. It's not hard for us to write music, but it's hard for us to write Royal Republic music. We don't know how. It's basically just once we get a demo done, everybody's like, yeah, this is a Royal Republic song, or it's not. It's a tricky one, I would say. So we were a bit faster with this one than Weekend Man, so I'm happy about that, but recording music is always sketchy for us. We're super happy once it's done, because then we get to do the fun part. For me personally, it's like touring and meeting all the people and, yeah, get a massage, have a beer, you know, that stuff.
And what's your part when you write music?
It's basically all of us are writing music in the band because no one likes to sit in the back seat because we're all, yeah, music lovers and we like to write music for the band or for your own self. Like, and it's easy, it's just good times.
I think it's not like, it sounds maybe like when everybody says, you know, a lot of bands say that, like, everybody writes songs. But in this band, a hit can literally come from any person. Jonas wrote the bulk of Annalie, which is a single on this record. Everybody sort of contributed, but then maybe, you know, Hannes made something on the last record that ended up being a single. Maybe it was Hannes and Jonas together. Maybe it was me and Adam together. Maybe it was Adam alone. Maybe it was me alone.
Do you need a mass of people around you if you write songs?
Well, a recording for, like writing music for a new album, basically it's like the four of us don't see each other for a month or something. Everybody's like collecting ideas, embryos. And then we get together, meet up, and we started to working on, is this a cool idea, is this not, like all stuff. And from there, we collectively contribute as a band to this, each individual song. And once we have the demo done, we just start recording. Recording is pretty fast with us, I would say. But what takes the most time is getting the songs right, getting it done right.
I feel like we always overproduce our demos. Our demos could basically be the record. And then we have to sort of go into the studio and top demos, but the demos are already a finished product.
So you're all perfectionists?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And what do you prefer, playing club concerts or playing on a festival?
I would say a healthy mix is always the best thing. It's basically, I enjoy both parts of it. Like you play festival and it's massive crowds and it looks really cool and your ego is like through the roof for a brief moment, and then you play club shows and it's, you can really get close to people and see the expression in everybody's face. It's, I enjoy both sides, so I always, that's my standard answer, I would say, because.
I think the same way. At the end of the summer, you're kind of dying to get it back into your clubs because then it's your show.
Yeah.
But then at the end of the club season, you're like, yeah, I want to meet people again. And I mean, a backstage like this or Highfield yesterday or wherever it is, you meet your friends that you only see like a certain number of times during the year. But they're all musicians. We all do what we do. You meet all crew people that you worked with at some point, or it's just a big family get together. And then you, every summer you meet more friends. I mean, you see the people who's been in the business for like 20 or 30 years. They know everybody, except the new guys. But you know,
that was us 10 years ago. The new guys, like, hi, we're gonna play a show.
I'm not gonna meet anybody today, and I'm gonna be Swedish, and I'm just gonna stand over here and drink. And then now you're like, hey. Dave Grohl, my old friend, mwah, mwah, mwah. And what are the kids like? Then Till Lindemann comes up and he's like, Pat, how's it going? And then James Hetfield breaks in and he's like, yo, my fucking buddy, yeah! And then Lars Ulrich comes along and he's like, I hate that guy. I don't know any of those people. But, you know.
And on today's show, is your set list like? Are you playing a mix of old songs and the new ones, or is it basically the new ones?
It's a healthy mix again, I would say. So, but we play a lot of the new songs because we've been doing a lot of the old songs for a long time. So it's always good and revitalizing as well when you play new stuff as well.
I feel like the playing new songs mixed in with the old songs makes the old songs fresh. Sort of.
And it's also playing the old songs is like, that's a breather, because you don't have to focus. It takes a while to get the songs like muscle memory. You can just do it with your eyes closed.
But and then at the end of the tour, you're like, all right, we're comfortable now. This is good. I know where I'm gonna. Everything is in muscle memory. I don't even have to be here anymore. I could sit and think about my dog, or you know, like, what are you gonna eat when you come home? And then you have to make a new record, and then you're back to the same situation again. Like, yeah. But it's good, it's good. It keeps it fresh.
Yeah, it keeps us good.
Keeps us young.
Yeah.
And is there one song, or are there several songs that you like best?
Or from the new record? Or in general? From new records, there's several songs that I really like. One favorite at the moment is Fortune Favors. It's just something about the vibe, the creepiness, and I love that song. It's a cool one, in my opinion.
I'm always really bad at, like, we make the record and then I kind of walk away from it. Because you make it and it's so intense. And you're having all these stupid arguments about the small things, like, should he say so or and here? And should it be like a drum fill that goes frack och bruk, eller bruk och brack? Or a bass note that goes low E or high E. And there's like a billion of those decisions. And then when you're done with it, you kind of go, I'm done with it. But I really like the new album. I think this one particular, I have a hard time picking a favorite. There's a few songs where I was like surprised how well they turned out. I thought Flower Power Madness really surprised me. And it wasn't until I got the master or something where I was like, this is quite good. I don't know. I want to say Fortune Favors. I want to say Annalie. I like playing Can't Fight the Disco a lot. I really didn't like Stop Moving when we made it on the record, but I really, it's one of my favorite songs to play live. And you never know, like, what's gonna happen live is one thing, and what's good on an album is another thing. And it's always been that way for us, yeah.
We make a song in the studio, and then it's like, how are we gonna do this live? Ah, well, we'll figure it out along the way. So far, so good.
So thank you very much for the interview, and have fun today.
Thank you.